Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
And they're off. The bell has rung, the starting gates are open, and the horses are now barreling down the track. I'm talking about the 2012 elections. For some candidates, it will be a sprint. For others, a marathon. Some are involved in races for very conservative or very liberal legislative seats. For them, the race will be over in 11 weeks on primary election day. That's because the primary election is, in effect, the real election. It's virtually impossible for a Republican to win a seat that polls 70% Democrat and vice versa. For others, however, the election is a marathon that stretches through the summer and clear into November. These are the tough races, and many are the nail biters that will determine control of the Montana House and Senate. My hat's off to those people who have thrown their hats into the ring. It's easy for us to joke about campaign ads and yard signs that spring up like dandelions in everyone's yards, but without those willing to put their names on the line, our republic would cease to exist. The perception is that people are falling all over themselves trying to get elected so that they can bask in the glory and take their places at a table filled with expensive food supplied by high-priced lobbyists wearing Armani suits. The reality is that it's extremely difficult to find people willing to run for office. Who in their right mind would enter a realm seen as inherently corrupt by the vast majority of people? Where your good name could be tarnished by an opponent willing to lie, where you have to spend countless hours knocking on doors, and then, if you're fortunate enough to be elected, to pack up and leave your family for 4 months at a time while the legislature's in session. The reality is that there are very few who do it for the glory. The vast majority, whether conservative or liberal, do it because they truly believe that their worldview, if adopted into law, will result in the world being a better place. Conversely, they also believe that if their opponent's beliefs are adopted, then we'll be worse off. This is why they run. It really is out of a sense of duty, and I, for one, applaud them. I'm glad that there are people willing to carry my values to Helena and to vote as I would if I were sitting in the Capitol. A man told me last week that the world is run by those who show up. How true. We've been given a system where everyone is allowed to compete in the marketplace of ideas, where every worldview is given a hearing, and when, after all the ideas have been laid on the table, we vote. And when that moment comes, I want the majority of people doing the voting to be conservatives, and not just conservatives, but conservatives with a Christian worldview, because I believe that will produce the very best government. So rather than rolling our eyes at the prospect of another election, let's each find a candidate that we can get behind, someone who believes as we do. Remember, they're the ones who are sacrificing time and energy on our behalf. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.